Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today. We are looking at cloudy skies, going to be turning windy with a high of about 39 degrees. Temperature-wise around the area, 19 in Kenosha. It is 6 degrees right now in Burlington. Milwaukee is at 12 above. It is 20 degrees in Racine. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is going to be investigating what appears to be a suspicious barn fire in the 19400 block of Highway N this morning. Deputies and fire crews from Summers, Pleasant Prairie, and others dispatched just before 5 a.m. First deputy on the scene indicated he could see the glow from Highway 45 and upon arrival told dispatch the structure was fully involved. Evidence at the scene including what appears to be entry to a garage near the burning barn that prompted a request for an investigator. While the investigations into the deaths of four infants in the city of Kenosha in just the past 2 weeks are underway, county health officials continue to try to combat some of the causes of these deaths, such as co-sleeping and other unsafe sleeping environments. A coalition was formed about 10 years ago, which included health officials from Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, and Rock counties due to the number of infant deaths that are being reported. Gwen Perry Bry, Kenosha County Health Department's Director of Clinical Services, says there have been no trends, however, noted in the number of infant deaths in the county over the past 10 years.
There's some ups and downs. We noticed that in, I believe it was 2012, there was an uptick, and then even last year, there were 7 infant deaths.
Meanwhile, Perry Bry calls the deaths discouraging. The health department has informed, on safe sleeping environments for kids, and portable pack and plays are available for families who can't afford to buy a crib on their own. As for the four infants, 5 to 8 months old, they've died in Kenosha just this month. Two of the victims' cousins, one had been at the hospital the day before. Causes of the deaths, again, are still unknown. The Department of Justice has reached settlements with 51 hospitals in 15 states, including Wisconsin, for more than $23 million related to cardiac devices implanted into Medicare patients in violation of Medicare coverage requirements. Aurora Healthcare and 4 affiliated hospitals, including Burlington Memorial, St. Luke's, Sinai, and BayCare Medical Center, paid a total of $1.25 million under the settlement. One-time City of Racine Police Chief James Carvino, who served from 1977 to 84, died recently at the age of 81 in Boise, Idaho. Carvino came to Racine from the New York City Police Department, where he'd been a captain of detectives. He left Racine in September of 84 to take charge of the Capitol Police Force in Washington. Then 4 years later, he moved to Boise and served as chief there until 1993. His death last Sunday coming after a lengthy illness. Current Racine Chief Art Howell was hired under Carvino's watch. An application for a cabaret license for a Summers Tavern with a history of problems gets denied by the Kenosha County Board last night at the request of the Sheriff's Departments. It's Tarbender's Bar and Grill on 38th Street in Summers that needed the new license, the owner giving control of the business over to her husband, Jesse Downing. Sheriff's Department urged supervisors deny the license based on the number of incidents there in the past year, including several large fights and a shooting in a parking lot. Supervisor Daniel Esposito said it's become an issue of public safety.
I have an issue because I don't really want government dictating somebody's ability to run an operation. But when it becomes a public safety issue or becomes a safety issue to our employees, which are the county sheriff deputies, we need to take a look at this, and we need to take a look at it seriously.
The Kenosha County Board voting 14-2 against granting that cabaret license to Tarbender's Bar and Grill. And a man arrested in Illinois has been implicated in the thefts from vehicles in the Waterford area. According to a post on the Waterford Police Department's Facebook page, the man from Franklin, arrested by police in Lindenhurst in January, referenced a number of thefts out of vehicles in that jurisdiction. Now, investigators say the man claimed that he began to take items from unlocked vehicles, first in southeast Wisconsin, then northeast Illinois, back in December as a way to get money to buy Christmas presents for his daughter. More than 100 items recovered from his car, police also finding evidence that many more had been pawned. Some of the recovered items reported stolen in the Waterford area around the 28th of January. Anybody who might like to see if their stolen property has been recovered needs to contact the Waterford Police Department. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole meeting with Ken Yonker, head of the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, about main travel routes to and from the city and its business areas from the interstate and what to do about improving them. Yonker said that staff review showed the three best routes involve Highway 32, one connecting to Highway 20, the other to Highway KR, along with Highway 38 and a Highway K connection.
We also had done some preliminary study looking at, well, could you develop a higher speed limited access route from I-94 in? The right-of-way acquisition and cost would be significant. The impacts on adjacent development, I think in particular, many of these routes probably decline in how they operate once you hit State Trunk Highway 31 and proceed further east.
Alderman Sandy Widener recommended to Yonker that the other governing bodies need to be a part of the discussion for what she believes is a critical issue. The process of developing plans and recommendations for all three routes will take about 3 months, future meetings to include neighboring communities for their input. To have or not to have parking meters in the city of Racine, specifically in the business districts, it's been an age-old debate that cropped up again last night at the Common Council meeting. Michelle Scheinman owns RG Natural Babies at 430 Main Street downtown, which carries cloth diapers and organic toys, organic crib mattresses, and other natural items. She told the alderman the parking meters are a hindrance to business.
It's been a strong deterrent of customers, and it's been a very frustrating matter. I have had customers in that have gotten several tickets, and they've paid their meters, but then they end up in longer for whatever the circumstances are. Kids need to feed or, you know, need a diaper change. And, you know, they get that second day, they're like, I'm never coming back here. I've watched for certain people, and they've never been back.
The issue could always show up on a Transit and Parking Commission agenda, though past discussions about the meters include the fact they pay for the parking system, and that includes repairs. Members of Racine County's Youth and Governance Program going to be a part of the county's rebranding process, which will include creation of a county flag. Students are going to hold a public input session next Monday evening at 6:30 at the Ives Grove Auditorium to look at concepts and ideas that could be incorporated into a county flag design. Any final design would be offered to the county board for possible adoption in April. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying that with the county in the midst of a major brand and website design project, this flag would be a nice way to incorporate the county's new brand into a design that reflects all the positive characteristics of the county. Anybody who's got ideas about designs and symbolism invited to attend that meeting, again next Monday night, 6:30 in Ives Grove. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.